tuning in to Art and Business and Murals, a podcast about running a small creative business with interviews, artist stories, and industry tips. I hope this podcast keeps you company on what can sometimes feel like a solo journey. Hi, I wanted to do a quick intro for this episode, mainly as a trigger warning, simply because this episode is around burnout and mental health. And when I originally recorded this episode last week, I wasn't in a great space and I'm slowly coming out of burnout, and it will no doubt take a fair few months. But what I wanted to speak about was, if you're not in the space right now to hear about someone else not having a great time, this might not be the episode for you to listen to today. And I completely understand that. If I'm not in a great mental state, I can't take on other people's mental state at the same time. If you are struggling with your mental health at the moment and you are burnt out and you feel like that you have no one to talk to, please get in contact with Lifeline. They're a fantastic organization. You can call them on 13 11 14 and they have operators there that will talk to you and listen to you. Or if you don't feel like talking, you can text Lifeline on 0477 13 11 14. So I'm going to go ahead with this week's episode. Again, it might not be a encouraging Monday morning on the way to work episode. It might be more of a Saturday afternoon cleaning the house, having time to yourself episode. Okay, I hope that some of you gently resonate with it and you feel a little less alone when you listen to it. Hey, and welcome to episode 21 of the Art and Business and Murals podcast, and I'm your host, Sarah Scully. And the plan for today's podcast was to talk about productivity tips, but I did not feel productive and I've decided to do an episode about burnout. And the reason why I'm doing an episode today about burnout is because I am utterly burnt out. Oh no, I'm crying on a podcast already and I'm only about 30 seconds in. One of the reasons why I started this podcast is to help other artists feel less alone. And I think it can be a really lonely space, particularly when you're feeling burnt out, because it can feel like a failure. But the fact of the matter is that everyone I've spoken to burns out, particularly in the creative industries, because you put so much of yourself into your work and then your work is put out into the world to be judged constantly, whether it be public murals where people always have an opinion, or whether it be artworks you've worked really hard on that get rejected in group shows and get rejected for awards. And constantly putting yourself out there on social media and in podcasts and in interviews and in magazines. And it just gets a lot sometimes. It gets really hard to keep going sometimes. And right now for me, I have worked so hard, so consistently over the last 6 weeks, that it got to a point where I realized that I had had one day off, and it's not because I couldn't see the burnout coming. I could see all the warning signs, but I just could not stop the train. And when you have deadlines and when you have workshops that you need to be at and be present at, you can't just stop. And when you don't have much money in the bank for your wages for the next few weeks, you can't just stop. The mortgage payments don't stop, so you can't stop. And when you're not looking after yourself, like I haven't been doing the last 6 weeks, it compiles into the hot mess that I am today. Now, this must be really hard to listen to, and I don't mean for it to be hard for people to listen to. That's not what I'm going for. What I'm going for is, unfortunately, this happens to all of us, and I know that I could be putting a lot of people off from wanting to work full-time as an artist, but I think it needs to be spoken about that it's a bloody hard job. It is so hard. It's harder than the corporate job, and I've done the corporate job. I understand that you've got to deal with dickheads in corporate jobs, but when you're running your own business, it's so much harder to deal with those dickheads. And yes, you can say no to them, but sometimes you can't, because sometimes you need that job. You need the money. You need the turnover. So today we are talking about burnout. Now, I just went and had a coffee with a really good friend of mine, Joel Fergie, who I have interviewed on this podcast, the zookeeper. He and I are very similar in the way that our brains work. And so I've had a really difficult client the last few weeks who the project has been dragging. And when I spoke to my husband about how difficult it's been, he said, go have coffee with Joel. So I went and had coffee with Joel, and we spoke about the really difficult clients and how working with corporate clients in particular, when it's not your own design, is really tough. They have different expectations to clients that come to you because they love your style. And we talked about trying to figure out which clients are the crazy ones before taking them on, which is really difficult to do. But talking with Joel, said to him, I should just do a podcast episode that talks about the shit show behind it all, because no one really talks about the shit show. And I feel like a giant hypocrite, because I'm coaching these amazing artists because they want to work full time as an artist, and here I am hiding the shit show. So this episode may turn away a lot of new coaching clients, but I think I need to be really transparent with everyone. If you are looking to work full-time for yourself, there will be days where you'll be like me, sitting here crying and looking at the baristas and getting jealous of their jobs because they can leave their work and not have to think about it, and looking at jobs online to work at Mitre 10 because that actually really seems like a fun job. But I know those jobs have hard aspects too. So here's the episode that could potentially implode the coaching side of my business, but at least I'm being utterly transparent. So the way that I know that I am burning out or about to have a giant burnout, because this is the second time in a year that it's happened. I burnt out really badly this time last year, and I remember it was over Easter and I kept pushing through, and everyone else was on holidays for Easter and I was still there in the studio in the fetal position with no energy trying to push, and I had no reason to push. There were no deadlines. I had paintings that were sitting there done, ready to be picked up. Everything was fine. I don't understand why I kept pushing, and I'm going through the same thing again, but for different reasons. So I know that I'm burnt out because my energy levels are really low all the time. I wake up and they're low, midday low. I eat something, energy levels are still low. And then when I go to try and sleep, my anxiety makes it really hard to sleep. So I've been putting my son to bed at 8:30 at night, and I either completely crash at 8:35 p.m. or my anxiety takes over and I'm up until 2 a.m. And in the mornings, I'm either up at 4 a.m. in the morning with my anxiety and my brain churning and churning and churning and unable to get back to sleep, or my alarm wakes me up and I'm just so lethargic. And the thought, I wake up and I think, oh, I'm still me. And that's the first thought that pops into my head, which, you know, we all know is not healthy. So don't worry, I have a way out of this. I've been there before. My good friend, Crystal, and I have a hamster wheel rating. So whenever we check in with each other, we always check what our hamster wheel rating is out of 10. And the hamster wheel's like when you're like churning and churning and my brain is just churning and racing and racing. You're not that chill hamster that's just going for a stroll on the hamster wheel, because that would be like a nice 1 or 2 out of 10. If your hamster is full throttle on that wheel and you cannot slow it down, that's like a 10. So I would say today I am a 10. And most of this week I have been a 10, and probably for the next week I will be a 10 until I can slow this down. Other ways that I know I'm burning out is it's difficult to find joy in anything. Like, I normally love my job. I love painting a lot. I really enjoy checking emails and writing emails, but I have been dreading it. I have been turning my phone off and pretending that it doesn't exist. I've been ignoring emails, which is not professional. I don't feel joy in the things that I normally do, such as craft projects. Like, I have probably about 30 craft projects at home that I like tinkering with, and I just don't want to. I love playing with my plants at home, and unfortunately, half of them look like they're on their way out, and now it's just survival of the fittest while I stare at their browning leaves from the couch. Also, I don't know if this is an everything thing or just a me burning out thing, but I eat really badly when I'm burning out. I'm not great at planning ahead or preparing meals as much as I usually would be. And when I get stressed, I get this weird ache in my stomach, which feels like I'm hungry, but I'm not hungry. It's just a weird ache. And so sometimes I get that confused, and then I eat, and then I eat junk food. So burnout, I don't want to look at my projects at all. I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm just shut the world out. I'm not present in anything that I do. Even when I turn my phone off and turn my computer off, being present with my family or with my son, I'm just not quite all there. Cry at the drop of a hat. Everything feels too hard. So if someone messages me and asks me to pick something up for something or other, it's just too hard, which when I'm in my normal state of mind wouldn't be a problem. So I'm like flipping out over the tiniest things. I came out to the kitchen the other day, and we have a pretty clean kitchen, but there were like four cockroaches in the middle of the night on my kitchen bench. I don't know what they were looking for, because there was no food out there. And I just lost my marbles. Like, I just burst out crying because they were in my kitchen and it was my kitchen. So that is a clear indication that I've well and truly burned out. It can't be like this forever, because that's not how humans function. So what I have started to do to get out of this burnout, and it might work for you and it might not, you can take on what you want, and please email me with any other suggestions. And if anyone is deeply concerned for my mental health, please don't be, because I have a wonderful psychologist, and that is one of the first things I do, is I go and see her and we talk about things like what balls I can drop. So I need to keep the crystal balls up, and those are the priorities in my life, which are my mental health, my family, and the minimal amount of work needs to be kept up in the air, because, you know, we need to earn a living. But then I can drop all the other rubber balls. So anything that I'm currently volunteering for can be dropped. And sometimes I can drop things like, I don't know, I might not need to show up to pickleball this week, or I might not go and see a friend for coffee because I'm just not in the mood. Or, you know, for me, when I do the grocery shopping, I just pick up the easiest possible meals to make, rather than, you know, these extravagant meals that I usually make. I just pick up like the pre-made lasagna just to take one load off. So that's one thing that helps. I then look at the things that my inner child wants to do. So my inner child might want to just do colouring ins, or my inner child might just want to eat ice cream, which is what it tends to do. So I eat way too much ice cream when I'm burning out. But one of the things that I started doing last night with my son, because I didn't feel present with him, which is not fair on him, is we started doing a puzzle together, and it's a kid's puzzle. So it's meant to be reasonably easy, although we found it quite tricky. But at least when I'm working on that with him, I'm present. And it's, to me, it's quite creative and fun, and we both enjoy it. So that helps a huge amount. And then I start doing things for me that are just for me and for no one else, such as swimming. I love swimming because no one can call me and no one can email me. And I just get in the pool and I just count strokes, and that's all I do, is just count strokes. While I'm counting strokes, my brain can't be negative or anxious, or I just count strokes. So that for me is amazing. So I've been swimming like every second day. Taking time off where you can. At the moment, I feel like the train that I'm on is really hard to stop. I can't not show up to workshops, and I can't not meet the deadlines for mural projects, and I can't not support my artists that I'm coaching. That's just, I just can't, that's a no. And I don't particularly want to. I don't want to not meet those deadlines. But what I have been doing is dropping the projects that aren't a necessity now. So rather than scheduling, you know, six podcasts out, I'm just getting one podcast done a week and that's all I need to do. I'm just replying to the emails that need my responses now, and the rest of the emails can wait a week or two. Just doing the bare minimum to get my job done. And it means that I can take a half day here or take a half day there. And those half days are just me lying in the fetal position in bed. And that's okay. Just trying to regain my energy, just resting and just cuddling my cat, which sounds lovely, doesn't it? Or reading a book. So I enjoy reading books because it takes me out of my own head, which is really helpful as well. When I went through this same burnout last year, one of the major things that helped me through was reading The Artist's Way. Now, I probably should know who that's written by, but I have not taken any notes for this episode, if you can't tell. But The Artist's Way, it's a very known, very well-known book, and it's a bit religious for my liking, but every time they spoke about God, I just kind of replaced it with the universe, and it worked really well for me. And it's a week-by-week exercise that you go through to regain your creativity, regain part of you, listen to your inner child, start doing things for yourself, such as artist dates. And my favorite thing, and this is something that I've done pretty much every day since I read the book, is morning pages. So writing three pages in my journal every day. And I have done that constantly. And I absolutely love it. I find it extremely comforting to do. So morning pages and journaling, I would recommend to anyone and everyone. And the last thing I'm going to recommend, I'm sure there'll be a million other ideas I have as soon as I stop recording this podcast, but one of the things particularly today that has helped me is, oh no, I'm going to start crying, is my friends, particularly the friends that are muralists or the friends that are artists, because they know how hard it is, and every single one of them have dealt with clients that I'm currently dealing with. The client that I'm dealing with is corporate and has very different expectations than the usual clients that I deal with. So it's a lot trickier project than I initially thought it would be. And they just talk differently in the corporate world, and there's just completely different expectations that I had completely forgotten about before I took on the job. And it's okay. The project will get done and it will get done well. But right now when I'm in the middle of it, it's a really heavy load to be carrying. So talking to Joel today, having coffee, made me feel normal and made me feel like I wasn't alone. And to have the conversation around, okay, you've got a tough project on at the moment, and you've got a few bulls in your court that are hard to deal with. What is the outcome from this? You know, what are you going to do moving forward to try and prevent this from happening again? That was a conversation that I needed to have to hear what he had done previously when dealing with similar clients and similar projects and being burnt out and kind of having a lot of trouble slowing the train down. And then after talking to him, I called another friend, Jordan, who's an amazing mural artist as well. And I was calling him to help on a project, but he just calmed me down, just validated all the feelings, said it sucks and that I've been there. And he said he was thinking of potentially moving in the corporate direction, but hopefully I haven't put him off. But just talking to my friends about it really, really helped. And I feel like I have a clear direction forward. I feel like I can see a bit of light at the end of the tunnel. I have booked some time off over Easter where I will not touch my laptop and I will likely turn my phone off for the week. So that's something to look forward to because it's only a little while away. And that's what I plan to be doing to get out of this burnout. And I know that it's not just me burning out. I've spoken to quite a few people who are not even in the creative industries and they seem quite heavy at the moment too. I don't know if this time of year just happens to be, you know, a heavy time of year. But please be gentle with yourself, and please look after yourself, and please be empathetic towards anyone that might be going through this. And I hope this hasn't turned anyone off from wanting to be a full-time artist, because as hard as it is some weeks, it's just as amazing, better than you could ever imagine other weeks. And I will probably do a podcast when I'm in a better space talking about how great it is to be a full-time artist. And that will probably be after I've done an amazingly great community mural and maybe sold an artwork and maybe gotten to run a workshop with primary school kids that just come up with the best ideas ever. But that is not this week. This week is a trickier one. So I do apologize for the pauses and the crying. I don't mean to traumatize other people with my own trauma, but just know you're not alone, and keep painting, and please reach out if you need any help. Until next week, when it will likely be a happier, hopefully, podcast, and I will be a lighter, happier artist. Maybe, maybe not. If I'm not, that's fine too. Burnout takes a while to come back from. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Art and Business and Murals podcast. Please feel free to reach out via email at podcasts@sarahscully.com or follow up the show notes on the website at sarahscully.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends and fellow creatives. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land in which I record this podcast, the Gubbi Gubbi people, and I'd like to pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.